Greetings, Apropussy.
Really?
What
the hell? No.
And buckle up for the sex.
No. Why? Why?
Because he always has to surprise us. And
yeah, it's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
And okay. Awesome doesn't always mean good. With your hosts.
That's not. I don't.
It's what's happening.
I don't know what the problem here is.
That's the problem. You sound dead-ass tired. There's, like, no laughter or energy to bring us into the episode.
We are dead-ass tired.
There is no laughter.
Right? Anywhere.
We have in no Mudville, energy. In
Mudville, Mighty Casey is struck out.
Like, no, but you know it's, like...
I don't want to give false expectations, Jenna. This is the reality.
Plus, we're desperately sad. Last episode was our final episode.
It's true.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Hang on. Let me do my engineering work here.
Where were we in the intro? Salsa?
James?
And Jenna, I guess. What the fuck, guys?
I don't see. You're the only one that seems to have a problem with this, Jenna.
Yeah. Consistently, I have a problem with us having low energy on this goddamn podcast, as if I believe we should be bringing more to our listeners.
I believe we should give our listeners the truth.
Oh, shit. We're going to get into conspiracy territory.
No. Don't.
I believe that Kubrick directed the moon landing. But being Kubrick, he made them on the moon.
Fuck, it's so funny.
God damn it. I'm mad now for different reasons. Why do you keep pissing me off? Why? God damn it.
You know.
George, hey, what are we drinking?
George just lucky, I guess.
Great. What are we drinking?
We are drinking Snow Maiden Sake.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And you have warmed it up for us.
I have. It's hot sake.
Mm.
Hot sake. Mm.
Mm.
It's been on the counter for a little while. It is warm.
Yeah. Sake. This is... Wow.
Not the sake pipe?
I forgot which whole stuff goes down.
I mean, I can see that how that could happen to you, the expert on swallowing things.
Yeah, I've never really seen anybody sip it through their nose before, but I'm a little impressed.
Yeah, no, honestly. You didn't spill nothing. Good job.
I would have expected that to happen if I served him a rusty nail, but not.
Ooh. Sure. Got this. I understand. That's a blockhead joke. No,
it went into my mouth and it was warm. And then it kept going further into my mouth and it was warm. And then it kept going further down and I was like, it should stop now. It was yummy. It's yummy.
Okay.
Huh. All right.
Salsa, are we going to get a lot of complete sentences out of you this podcast? or should I just...
Possibly.
Forget about that. Okay.
Welcome to Conceptual Apropos of Nothing, episode number one, Mad Libs.
I mean, Apropos of Nothing is done. We ended last week.
God damn it.
Right. These are the bonus episodes. The unaired.
Welcome to the first episode of something. trying to think of the word. What's it called?
Are you looking for a synonym?
No, it's the when
dysautonomia.
It's when you write.
You're a dysautonomia.
The writing style where your mind just kind of wanders. What's that?
Free association.
No.
Okay.
Hemingway.
No.
Okay.
Poetry.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So. AON Mad Libs.
Listeners, feel free to
spot the blanks and then try to fill them in with whatever the fuck it is Salsa's trying to tell
Welcome
us.
Welcome to Stream of Consciousness Theater.
Oh, yes. We're going to have to do rebranding.
Oh, yeah. This is so different from everything we've done elsewhere.
I know. It was totally worth the wait, though, wasn't it?
Yes, I think that's very descriptive of our work in general.
Okay, so nope.
So
like here's the problem is that now all of this fucks me up.
Yeah.
And like I try to keep us somewhat pointed in a direction.
Yeah.
And I can't do that if we don't start with a direction in the first place.
I've never really seen anybody put a pin back into a grenade. That has been thrown at them.
You can't do that on stream of consciousness theater.
I believe she can do whatever the fuck she wants. It's her stream of consciousness.
You guys don't want my stream of consciousness.
Her stream of consciousness is a spreadsheet.
That's true.
Yeah. She's extremely organized.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
My stream of consciousness is like when you play builder games and you're like building your little rivers and stuff. And like it's got those weird right angles because that's just how the mechanics of the game work.
Yeah.
That's my stream of consciousness. Yeah.
You know those movies where like the person is being introspective and they like stand on the end of a dock and stare out over the water while the music is playing quietly?
Yeah. Swedish existentialism.
I was actually not really going anywhere with that. I was just curious.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
That's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you guys do?
Okay. What did I do?
I got to ringmaster a bunch of musketeers.
Yeah, you did.
That was
the
fucking
word
great.
Purple is weird.
Weirder than other words?
I give up.
It contains plosives.
It does.
Purple.
Yeah.
I do like plosives.
Purple.
Also, I like the word plosives.
Yeah.
Because it very much so sounds like what it
purple.
Is.
Purple. Yeah. Purple.
Purple. Purple.
Remind me, what are fricatives then?
What are fricatives?
Because plosives are the ones that have the little, like the puff of air. Are fricatives any consonant that has a sharp, pointy sound to it? Like like C's, K's,
like
T's?
Like sword consonants?
Yes.
Okay.
So F and F are fricatives.
Oh.
Oh.
So P and B are plosives and F are fricatives because it's get a friction sound.
What about like the...
Like a sandpapery friction sound.
What are T's and K's then?
Plosives.
Oh, okay. Those are still plosives. All right. Oh, yeah. I thought that might be...
Oh, no. They actually know the... No, they might not be...
Welcome to NPR's On Language.
Oh, my God.
The second episode of Apropos of Nothing's conceptual episodes.
But this is our first... Oh, I get it. Yeah.
We're just going to release them all at once and let the listeners cut them into individual episodes because...
Oh, there we go.
Salsa doesn't edit for shit.
This is accurate.
Yeah.
Oh, no. TNKR plosives.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
The word purple.
I already decided that purple. I'm not going to put this train back on the rails.
It's a weird word.
I'm just going to let this fucking
happen. I don't think it's weirder than any other word. I don't think it's weirder than fricative.
I mean, all words are weird.
All words are made up.
Purple.
Some words are exactly what they should be. Like a henny is the term for the way that people stand when they look at a particularly well-crafted bookcase or handmade stone wall.
I enjoy the existence of that word.
Yeah, yeah. Or one can use the name of the of Kentucky as an adjective for something which fits precisely
for fried chicken.
That, but for something which fits precisely in a space which was not explicitly designed for it, like putting a box into the remaining space in the under stair storage area, if it fits exactly, it's real nice and Kentucky.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo, 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 buffalo. Buffalo, buffalo, buffalo.
Salsa, have you had the lab checked for a gas leak? Just that. I feel like it's important to ask while I'm lucid.
You know, the Danish have a saying.
Is it cream cheese filling?
It goes far, four, four, four. Nye, four, four, ikke for, four, four, lem.
Easy for you to say. Well, you finally accomplished your goal, Salsa. You've killed Jenna. And you didn't have to die in the process, so well done on you.
Oh my god. What is going on?
I've spent the last year building up an immunity to gas leaks.
He's been sleeping in the fart cupboard.
This sake is yummy.
Yeah, it is. Oh.
What did you put in this?
Sake?
Okay.
Yeah, no wonder.
Yeah. So we're 15 minutes into this. What has everybody been up to?
You were talking about musketeers.
Yeah, I got to ringmaster a bunch of musketeers.
I did it. God damn it. I wasn't going to help put things back on. Fuck.
My evil plan to thwart Jenna's plans.
I'm so mad at myself.
Exactly.
I am so angry. Fuck.
Well, there's that.
Purple.
Somewhere, Stefan Senpai is still laughing about whatever the fuck it is you said in Danish. Also, I assume he's going to correct your pronunciation.
Oh, probably.
Good.
Probably. I'm sure my pronunciation is awful.
Well, it's just not Danish. That's
No, it's a cruller.
Oh, God.
I could really go for a cruller right about now.
That was a toy that I always wanted in the 1980s. Creepy crullers. The Monster Factory. It was an easy bake oven that made plastic centipedes.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
And if you spent a little extra, you could get the edible goo ones. Yeah, they're all non-toxic, and we've heard the end of that story. But, I mean, ones that were designed to be eaten.
So my parents came out to the Renaissance Festival this weekend.
That's bold of them.
Yeah.
Right.
On Saturday,
and
how
was it received?
Busy.
Oh, visited. Oh, they visited the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
But,
Like the entire festival?
I thought that's what he meant.
Oh, shit.
No, fuck.
Get the town
that
crier.
That is a hell of a pride statement.
They got to see their grandkids and, you know, me in order of importance.
Right.
And then we went to dinner, like, as soon as the Uber show was done for Fondazzi. As soon as the Fondazzi Uber show was done, they went to their camper. We went to the campground and, like, got changed as fast as we could so we could get out of the campground so we could have dinner before 9 p.m. because, holy shit, everybody and their brother was at the Renaissance Festival on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
So we got the fuck out of there as fast as we could to try to beat the crowds. And then we went into town. We went to Cuzzy's and had just amazing, like, I had the beef medallions. And holy shit, those things were good.
Yeah?
Wow.
Did you feel like you'd won a prize?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay.
Did you use metal tableware?
Yes.
How fancy.
I don't know either.
No, I actually know, and that's what angers me.
Yeah.
But, it was delicious, and finally said goodbye to them and headed back to the festival grounds, and it was 8 o'clock when we got back, and as I drove over the river and saw the line of cars still all the fucking way to the camp. Oh, holy shit. They were still coming out. Oh, there were so many fucking people there on Saturday. Saturday was busy.
Yeah.
I made bank, so hey, that's good.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Well, there's that.
Good job.
But,
that is good.
Yeah. And then Sunday was hot as balls.
Yeah.
I almost went down. Around 3 o'clock, I was not doing well.
Mm. Yeah.
Thankfully, the Pig and Swig was canceled, so I was able to just like sit back by the Robin Hood tent or shack backstage with like my shirt off and let the breeze just kind of cool me off. And
okay.
So by the time I got to my last show of the day, I was feeling a bit better. But man, it was I was cutting it close. I was really close to wilting point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this weekend took a lot out of me.
Boy,
I have a series of tools that I use to adapt well to the heat, and they were all...
Used?
No, they were all useless.
Oh.
I had a fan, but there was wind. It was just hot, gross wind.
Yeah.
True.
And I have... a shade parasol, which the wind kept flipping inside out.
Oh.
And so, like, it was... And also just being covered in dirt and
it was dusty.
Getting the dust in my eyes, like, repeatedly. Mm-hmm. I was like, I should almost put my glasses back on.
I had my glasses on. It did not help.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we've all got fest lung real bad.
Like, I didn't do fire eating... at all on Sunday.
Oh, no. I can imagine.
The wind was just wretched.
Too inconsistent, yeah.
It was this way and that way, and it was gusty up to like fucking 20 miles per hour gusty, and it was no fucking way I was going to eat fire in that.
Nope.
So I cut that from my show entirely. I did swallow the katana for the first time all season, though.
Yeah?
Jesus.
How was it?
It was pretty good. I mean, it was fine. It was just, I'm so out of practice, and, you know, my show is really timed pretty much spot on at this point, so I just haven't done it. But because I wasn't doing fire, it was like my show was a little shorter, so I'm going to throw in the katana. And it was funny because the Fondazzi children, which are my two kids and the fiddle player's kids and fiddle player has a couple kids and... Chris and Teresa have a couple kids, but they were all apparently playing backstage. My two and the fiddler player's younger, and they were just playing. And suddenly they were just like, "Wait a sec, did he just say katana? It's go time! Go 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 go!" Like, I pulled that katana and started doing the katana introduction, and suddenly three children, rush to the front, because they're like, "Ooh, we're going to see this, buddy!"
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
Because it's been a long time since they saw that, and they really wanted to see that, so. But it was
understandable.
So, finally got that.
It's a spectacular stunt. It is, I have to say, like... of the many things you do, one of the few things that still I have difficulty looking directly at it. No, it's still weird for me. So, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Why do we have earwax?
Why isn't earwax purple?
Why don't the Fondazzi have an app that tells their fans when the Uber show is approaching their destination? Just saying. Be useful.
I feel like an app that just says more fire over and over and over again is useless. When's the Uber show? More fire.
The real Uber show is the friends we made along the way.
More fire.
Oh. Still, you're tiny children. That poor sushi chef. or that part, not sushi chef, Benihana, hibachi chef.
Yes, the hibachi chef.
Hibachi chef. Who was like, I'm going to impress the shit out of these kids. More fire! Salsa and I quietly delightful. Dying in the other corner of the room.
I was so pleased.
It was amazing. That chef was underprepared for this.
Yes.
Fuck. Someday that chef is going to be teaching a class on cooking for Hibachi Grill Top. And he's going to say, look out for these two kids. They don't look like this anymore.
As he twitches a smoky cigarette.
Stroking a missing eyebrow. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like that's definitely what's going to happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I puppeted for more than an hour.
Yeah.
We made a loop around the entire inner block.
Okay.
From Ups and Downs, which is close to the pavilion.
Right.
All the way around Bad Manor, the Bear Stage, the food booths and Crown Stage and everything that's over there, and then back up to the pavilion and through. And that is the most fun I have ever had puppeting.
Nice.
It's always a blast, but like that time I felt like I really had it. Especially when I, as Willy, with Sparkles' hands, which are all kind of weird, making kind of weird claw-like things. But one of them is more paper-like, and one of them is more scissors-like. And so I was playing rock, paper, scissors, and very clearly choosing, between the two of them, choosing scissors every time, which is already, I think, funny. And the sure. tiny child beat Willy at rock, paper, scissors
right.
very easily. And then another child stepped up to play. And I was like, this is now entirely successful as a bit. When they see what's happening and they still want in on this incredibly stupid joke, audience buy-in is all it takes.
It was a closing gate show.
Yeah?
Like...
I don't believe you.
17 years ago when we still had closing gate shows.
I don't believe you.
Yeah?
Where three of the puppets had a rock, paper, scissors competition.
Actually, that's amazing. I do remember this.
And they kept tying every time. And so they just...
Yeah. I do remember this.
It was just a short little, like... Because back then, the closing gate show was just these kind of, like, vignettes... Like, people would come up and do something stupid for 3 minutes, and then the next person would come and do something stupid for 3 minutes.
Kyle and I have done something stupid for 3 minutes in front of a closing gate. Yeah.
So this was, but that's what, so.
But it was like everybody.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Also, these were people that didn't normally do this style of stupid things.
Ah, yes, that would be a crew. People with real talent.
Right. Yeah.
Ah.
Glad you picked up on that subtlety.
Yes. Mm. Like the B in subtlety.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Subtlety.
Or the T in subtle B.
T in subtle B.
Mm. Subtle B's T.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
For the good times.
And the bad times?
I'll be on your side forevermore.
I was hoping.
That's what friends are.
I still remember being in the car and listening to Salsa pick up on the most memorable song from the American Tail soundtrack and singing along with him as he was
Are you talking about No Cats in America or Somewhere Out really There?
Good. Somewhere Out There.
Okay,
No Cats in America is also really good. You're correct.
I mean, you do need to specify.
I do. You are correct. Hashtag knighted. So there was that. We also, Kyle and I bumped into someone who had only met us first day, first weekend this year, and who had season tickets and was nonetheless looking for us every day that they visited until this last weekend. It took them 4 additional weekends mm-hmm. to locate us. And
that's a really long time to get summons to you.
You think that? The wife especially was incredibly excited to share terrible jokes that she had researched. She had done research and she needed to tell us all of these jokes. And when we already knew the joke that she was telling, she was delighted. And when we, in the few occasions where we didn't, where she actually stumped us, she was delighted and she was just ecstatic to see us again. And we've had a couple people who are genuine fans of whatever indelibly awful thing it is that we're committing. And it's weirdly encouraging.
You know,
yeah,
I do have to say, it is really cool seeing you and Kyle really like discovering your niche and filling that niche and filling it well. It's a fucking stupid niche.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
But you really fill it really. Yeah. No, honestly.
Like, I don't want to be agreeing with things that's saying right now.
I don't feel good about this.
Okay. Yeah.
But you and Kyle are really killing it.
That's true. Like, killing the concept of comedy.
Yes.
Yes. Just,
with an axe.
To death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Murderous bastards.
Dregs in the Dark?
That happened. I didn't actually go. So, like, because I work campground.
Yeah.
And I did get off early, but by the time I got upstairs, I was like, I don't think they're going to be going much longer. And I know they hadn't really. So I just went straight over to Fencing Booth.
Yeah.
But we had an amazing seat for Dregs, because we could still hear enough over at Fencing Booth.
Yeah.
To hear what was going on, but like, yeah, so.
Yeah.
I think I got to hear about 5 songs before it was all wrapped up.
But, nice.
Yeah.
I had waited for a burger to get back to me.
Are my cheeseburger.
You are my cheeseburger.
I'll wait for you, ooh, yeah. I'll wait for you, ooh, yeah.
I ate the burger and then fucked off to Dregs in the Dark to go meet up with one of my partners and had a lovely time. I had planned a series of drinks for myself for the evening. And then other drinks were given to me.
Yep.
And I ended up...
Well, that'll happen.
...of an evening having 3 beers... 2 ciders.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Mead, some whiskey, some bourbon, and some scotch.
One bourbon, one scotch, and 3 beers.
Anyway, I guess the point of the story is I found $5 and purple is a really weird word.
Isn't it a weird word?
Purple.
I don't think it's as weird as you're suggesting. Like, it's a little odd.
It's not as weird as, say, earwax.
No, earwax is really weird. Because what even is earwax? It's not actual wax.
It's mucus.
It's mucus and dirt.
Well, yeah. Then why do we call it earwax?
Because
it sounds better than mucus and dirt.
Yeah. It's waxen in texture, much closer to, like, beeswax or tallow.
Are there bees in my ear?
Yes.
When people pronounce them, yes.
Ah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to laugh at it.
It is quite subtle, though.
Oh, my God. Okay. That was well done.
Drink subtle bees. Iced tea.
Yes, drink. That's correct. Response.
Right there. Oh, on it. No, James was fish wasted on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was, my feet stayed under me, which makes me better than,
I mean,
I was
you in the puppet.
Yes, actually. Ooh, that's a very good point. You should try out Verville. So.
I wouldn't get in. Are you kidding?
No, same.
Not unless you're carrying a boat paddle.
They wouldn't take me.
Nope.
I'd make them look too bad.
I'm sure that's the problem.
Speaking of vilification, actually, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because James was fish-wasted, and it was bedtime.
Yeah.
And he was not in a place for bedtime.
No.
And I wasn't feeling overly tired at that moment, because I actually went to bed at a real time the night before. So we went for a lovely just sight walk.
Yeah.
And we got to Bear Stage, and we were like, hello, Bear Stage. I remember you, Bear Stage. And then we started saying insults back and forth at each other.
Yeah.
Which was just nice.
Yeah.
It was pleasant.
It was like the olden times.
I actually remembered some of my insults. It was great.
I was rather impressed. Yeah.
Thank you. There's something about that spot where a whole bunch of information just comes back to me. So.
Yeah. Contextual memory.
Yeah. So yeah. And James did not fall over during our walk. You swayed a bit.
Oh, definitely.
You put some belly dancers to shame with that sway, but nope, didn't fall down. So.
I haven't been up top after hours in years.
I haven't done a sidewalk for a bit.
Once I'm down the hill into the campground, I'm down the hill.
Yeah, I get that.
No.
I think if my home was down there.
Right.
You have a place as yours is for you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But what is a rarity for me, I got down to the place where I sleep and I just stayed in my clothes. I was like, I will change in the morning. I'm not going to bother with PJs.
Right.
Well, it was a pretty hot night anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My Saturday was sideways.
Yeah.
It was just sideways. Yeah, actually, much like that. It was just a series of events that were weird and awkward and I don't even know. Like, I'd gotten some insoles for my boots to try that out to kind of help with some of the consistent pain that I'm having. And, so I got those in and I laced up my boots, which are Senna Sandlers. So, of course, it takes 10 bloody fucking minutes to do that. and then I go to lace up my bodice and I'm almost to the end and I'm like, I'm short a hole on one of these sides. And my bodice has tiny holes much more consistently. I've probably got like 17 to 20 holes on each side as opposed to the regular, like maybe 9, 10, 11.
Dozen, yeah.
That,
sure.
Other bodices have. Because my bodice is longer because
Sure.
And so I'm like, okay, well, where did I miss the hole?
It's like third one.
It was the third one.
It was exactly the third one.
Exactly.
The moment that she said, did I miss one? We all looked and went, yep.
Yep.
Third one.
Yeah. So then I unlaced my bodice and I relaced my bodice and I got it correct this time.
And there was an extra one on the other side.
Yeah, it was crazy. No, got my bodice relaced. It was all great. But then I started losing feeling in my feet. And I was like, well, time for the insoles to come out.
Oh.
So I had to undo my Senna Sandler boots.
Oh, with a corset on. Pull out
the insoles. It's not a corset, it's a bodice. There's a very specific difference.
Fair enough.
There's no boning in my bodice. So it is easier.
Is that a hard and fast rule for Joe, or is that...
when she's in a corset, though, boning for days.
Well, yeah. Have you seen me in a corset?
I have.
It's real fucking impressive.
You were a drunk patron at the fencing booth when you had the time.
Oh, there's that one.
I don't know what's
You have seen me in a corset.
I believe it.
At a Fearless event where afterwards I stood on top of you.
Yes.
I do you're remember welcome. This.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity for Jenna to wear a corset and stand on top of you, I recommend you take it.
Yeah, no, I look
all right.
Hella good in a corset now. Ever since I developed breasts, it's been great. So anyway, and I only have more of them right now.
She's up to five.
Yes.
Do you know why they call the area between a woman's breasts and her hips her waist?
Oh my god, I don't even want this. Because
you can totally fit another set of boobs in there, man.
So anyway, fuck, what story was I telling?
Is this what it's like listening to me and Kyle?
Yes. Yes. The look of concern and contemplation that is across James's face right now. Huh. Oh, baby. Yeah.
Next time you want to tell a bad joke, hold on to this feeling.
And use it.
And use it.
As propellant.
Sure. So yeah, so then I took off the boots, took out the insoles, put the boots back on. Mm-hmm. Like it was just, and it was just stupid shit like that throughout most of the day.
Sure.
So, I got off of my fencing booth shift late, because things were incredibly busy, and, I had ended up working, Cashbox, which was all by myself over there, and I couldn't flag anybody down, to, you know what?
Couldn't flag anybody down.
To break me.
Yeah.
The rest of the story is like another 10 minutes, Salsa, so, okay. So anyway, I finally get off my shift, get into my cleaning the shower clothes, go to another campground, and I clean the showers. Mm-hmm. There were no frogs.
Aw.
I know.
Thank you for answering the question.
You know where the frog was?
Huh.
The frog was between our tent and tarp.
Oh,
we woke up in the morning and we looked up and on the top, like, we just saw the shadow of the frog on the top of our tent.
Do you know what this means, Salsa?
He switched from being an exhibitionist to, or from being a voyeur to being an exhibitionist.
Also that, but also that frog seems really interested in you specifically. Uh-huh. All right. Well, yep.
All right.
Okay. You've got a stalker frog now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I got to make out with it so it turns into a prince.
Huh.
All right. You do you, buddy. So anyway, I cleaned the showers. I finished doing so. I put everything away. Mm-hmm. And I look out across my campground, and there are patrons.
Oh, yes. Oh, shit.
They were on the road for my campground, walking from the far end of the campground towards the festival. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not good.
No.
Now, it wasn't like a long stream of patrons or anything like at the beginning, there was a couple, about 30, 40 feet down, there was like a family. There are a couple of people dressed up, in like plastic costumes and heels a little further down, like whatever. But that was, I was still like, this is not where you people belong.
No.
And I'm not a fan of this. So I'm going to go up to Seagate and make sure that Safety Services knows about this. And boy, howdy did they. Because when I got up to the top of the hill, there was a clump of about 20 patrons standing in front of the employee only gate, being like, and so what happened, going backwards on this, is that we were, as stated previously, hella busy.
Mm-hmm.
So the parking lot at Kingsgate got completely filled up.
Mm-hmm.
Parking lot at Queensgate got completely filled up.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, when there has been overflow parking needs, we would put people in the green lot, which is kind of like if you're at the King's lot and then you go further out.
Yeah.
There's the green lot. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, the green lot was not usable or whatever. So they were putting overflow parking at the Trail of Terror, which is about a mile and change away from the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Should also note, because the shuttle was not running from the Mystic Lake Casino, there was more cars.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Than even with the same amount of people, there was more cars per person.
I didn't because there was no shuttle. Have the Mystic Lake
shuttle. Mystic Lake shuttle is not in service.
Holy shit.
Because of COVID. Because
of COVID.
I suppose.
And so it was all cars parking there.
Fuck. Yep. So they had planned for, if we have overflow, we have a couple of buses that we can use as shuttles. which is exactly two buses, mm-hmm. which was not enough for the amount of people that showed up. Furthermore, we have no idea. There were patrons that showed up that did not know that there were shuttles. Mm-hmm. And I just assumed they needed to walk to the Renaissance Festival from where they had been parked. And so they're coming at it from completely the wrong angle. There's basically an area where the road splits into like three different ways of getting up against the Renaissance Festival. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
only one of them is patron okay.
Yeah.
The rest of them are not.
Yeah.
One of them goes through my campground. One of them goes around kind of the outside edge.
Yeah.
I guess. Well,
where they would run into Seagate, potentially.
Yeah.
Of those Seagate people were ones that had come through my campground while I was cleaning the showers. And yeah. So anyway, instead of making our poor visitors go all the way around, we just took some tickets and they figured out the situation from above. But I don't know where the miscommunication happened, and I'm not going to blame our guests because
not at all.
They don't know. But I ended up the rest of that day basically, like, I did another quick fencing booth shift, and then I went down and I just kind of patrolled the campground.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, they had put up like a diversion at the, like, because the campground entrance, you go over a little stream and through some trees, and then they had just like made little house of cards triangles out of pallets
that
diverted people towards Queensgate.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that worked.
It actually did work really well. That was my concern. Okay. And so that's what I went back to kind of keep an eye on.
You said there was a diversion. I thought I was a kid in an orange vest going, nothing to see here.
You want that job, don't you?
He really wants that job.
But here's my favorite part of that.
You already had your shirt halfway off to put on the orange shirt, James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that job, but I will take the shirt.
But as I was patrolling around the campground, I'm standing kind of in amongst the tents because that's what I care about. Like, ultimately, mm-hmm. if you're on my road, that's concerning, but you're not stealing shit out of my people's tents. Mm-hmm. So fuck it. But.
Well, this is a new festival, thing to look at.
As people were exiting Queens and walking through that road and going around, and they were all doing it just fine,
mm-hmm.
I kept an eye out. Doesn't look like anybody got lost. They figured out that the clump of wood meant don't go there. But I overheard the following. What's that, Daddy? Well, that's where the hippies live.
You're not wrong.
No, absolutely.
I was
100%
so correct. Happy. I'm just like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very, like I said, my Saturday was very sideways.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was just things like the mm-hmm. bodice shoe thing, but like there are other little things that happened and then that. And it's not particularly good or particularly bad. It's a lot of annoyances and
just weird.
It was sideways. It was weird. So anyway.
Purple
earwax?
Purple.
Earwax.
Purple toupee and gold lame.
We're going to take a break.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back.
No, I just give up.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna. I'm tired of trying to put the energy into this.
Yeah?
You've done it. You've dragged me down.
It only took 11 years.
My brilliant plan of starting a podcast and then a year later inviting Jenna on it only to slowly crush her spirit has come to fruition.
It's gone exactly according to plan.
Very, very slow plan.
I like plans.
Oh, no. The fact that you made an intricate plan and achieved it within the allotted amount of time has rejuvenated her.
Welcome back to the Stream of Consciousness Theater podcast.
It's like clapping, but for Tinkerbell.
Jenna had something.
Or clapping for Tinkerbell, but for Jenna.
Did. Okay. Wait. What? Yes.
Yes.
Monkeys. Anyway, one thing that happened over the weekend that was absolutely adorable was two little girls, about six-ish, I want to say. 5-6-ish, something like
that. Age or height?
You piss off. in age.
Ah, oh. Suddenly the whole thing makes sense.
God damn it. I hate you both so much. Anyway, so these two adorable little 6-year-old girls dressed up as princesses. With the poofy skirts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Disney princesses, not like, princesses, like our princesses. They decided they were going to fight each other. And they come into the ring and they are the most adorable, ferocious things that have ever captured my heart. Like, they were wailing on each other. They're screaming at each other. There were war cries. There were shrill screams. And they just went to town on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so adorable. And like, some of them, every once in a while, one of them would do like a jump attack and you could see like the skirt kind of floof behind her. It was like, and someone at the booth started chanting, "Princess fight! Princess fight!" And we were all chanting, "Princess fight! Princess fight!" Mm-hmm. And then audience was chanting, "Princess fight! Princess!" It was so cute and so adorable. But I did remember one other thing that I wanted to mention.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, the fencing booth has been honored with an awards nomination for one of our people. There is a, I'll use the term gentleman.
He is both of those things.
There is an individual.
An individual.
Sometimes there's a man.
Who has been working at the fencing booth for how long now? Like,
I believe he's coming up on his 25th.
Okay. Who's been at the fencing booth for around 25 years. Who got nominated for one of the entertainment awards. Now, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Entertainment awards are primarily for entertainment people, but they have a specific award called mm-hmm. Everybody's a Ham. Mm-hmm. That they bestow upon somebody who is very entertaining that is not in entertainment,
mm-hmm.
In the entertainment department. We all strive to be somewhat entertaining.
Sure.
But some achieve.
Some succeed and some don't.
Yeah.
Yes. And so our dear friend Cole was nominated for the Everybody's a Ham Award. But here's the thing, is that he wasn't working
that day.
That day.
So he came over to visit as he was just wandering around with his lovely lady. And at one point, and he came by to pester us at the fencing booth because that's what you do.
That's what you do when it's your day off, yeah.
When it's your day off. And I was like, Meredith, I'm going to drag him into a ring. She's like, oh, yes, you're going to drag him into a ring. And so I grabbed him and I was like, you're coming with me. And he's like, oh, okay. And I pulled him into a ring. And we started talking about this person's honor and duty. And he was like in the back of the ring. And it's like, are you sure you're the one that's up for this award? Because you would think you would know to maybe step forward, get into the... No? All right. And James went off for quite a while, eventually getting to the point.
Surprising.
He did, actually. Well,
the most surprising part about this is that I did actually arrive at the point at some point, yeah.
And we made an entire spectacle of him. Both out of caring and for our own amusement. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're super excited that our lovely friend has been nominated. And on the one hand, it's about fucking time. On the other hand, it's so awesome. And he's got some pretty interesting competition, so.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes and we'll keep you updated. But, yeah, that was worth a mention. Was absolutely. The fact that we have an award nomination in our presence. So yeah, there was some good stuff for fencing booth.
That's cool. Good on him.
Yeah.
He is a entertaining individual.
Yes, he is.
And really cool dude.
Very.
Also one of the few people that's older than me, so that makes me feel better. At the fencing booth, not like in the world.
Cole, when he was a young Cole.
When I was a young Cole.
That.
Now he's an nice. Old Cole.
Is he a
and
king?
A merry old soul.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. He was telling me stories about the younger days. When he had decided that what he wanted to do was to learn to play the guitar in order to fit in. Places.
Okay.
Which was, he assumed, going to be a problem.
Of course, guitar is the social lubricant.
Yeah.
Please don't say lubricant ever again.
Or really any purple. Of those words.
Purple. Oh, purple lubricant. Of purple lubricant. No.
Yep. Purple lubricant.
Purple lubricant. Purple lubricant. Purple lubricant.
Right.
Purple lubricant. Purple lubricant.
Purple lubricant.
55-gallon drum of purple lubricant.
Purple lubricant?
It's easier to say purple lubricant if you do it as a radio announcer. Purple lubricant.
Still say it five times fast.
Purple lubricant. Purple lubricant.
It's five times fast.
That's a tough one.
Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch.
I hate that
Irish
one.
Wristwatch.
No.
Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch.
No. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Toy boat.
Unique New York. Unique New York. You know you
anyway.
Unique New York. So, yeah. He was saying, I learned to play the guitar in order to, you know, fit in and shit. Now, I will give the obvious proviso that this story is 80% correct, as all stories I tell are going to be. And he said, once people found out that I learned to play the guitar, they started looking at me differently. And then the requests came.
Yep.
And a few years later, some people who, for some reason, liked my singing, decided to abscond with me. And Cole was sitting on a rock nearby when they were like, oh, sing this thing next. Do you know this song? Oh, you need to learn that song. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be glad to teach you how to sing the song. You should watch this movie. Oh, the whole soundtrack's amazing, but definitely this song. This song would be perfect for you. You know, and Cole just gave me that look like, now you know. Right. Yep. One of the most Cole moments of my life.
Yeah.
And then I found $5 purple dollars.
What do you buy with purple dollars?
A Fast Thanks. Five.
Ooh. Fast Five!
I know, right? Sweet seg. Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Drew Zastara.
Zastara! 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 Zastara!
That's the most excited we have been all night.
That's true.
Well, we're talking about Drew. Why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Drew says, greetings, Apropossi. Buckle up for the sex. Hey. I have yet another Fast Five brought to you by myself. And now, two of my knuckle-dragging co-workers.
Oh.
Are you ready? Here we go. Question number one. Tuesday or Monday?
Tuesday or Monday. What kind of food is associated with Monday? Because Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday is pretty amazing.
Meatloaf Monday?
Ugh. Oh.
Is it?
I don't know.
Meatloaf Monday sounds correct.
It's alliterative, so.
Yeah.
It is alliterative.
I mean, I do record on Mondays.
Yeah.
But right now.
I record on Tuesdays.
Mondays. Oh. What? Oh. Okay. All right. I see you've played Knifey Spoony before. Maybe the question is, were the episodes better when we recorded on Tuesday and released them later? Or were they better? Did we release them at the same time?
No.
Were they always? No. Okay, so they were released on Thursday. Or well, is it better? I mean,
there was a time where we released them same night.
There was a time.
There was a time.
When I was so broken hearted.
We rotate, like, we did them on Thursdays for a while, and then they were Tuesdays, and then we did Wednesdays, I think, and then we were back to Tuesdays, and now we're on Mondays. It's kind of been all over the map.
That's true.
I'm going to say Tuesday.
I'm going to say... that the context is, when do you schedule more of your meetings? Or when do you have more meetings? And the answer to that is Wednesdays. But between the two of them, I think I have more meetings on Mondays than I do Tuesdays.
Oh, what if the context is... when do you more feel your exhaustion from a weekend at Fest? Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
Now, many of us have Monday off. So, you can
I still feel it on Monday, though.
Okay.
I don't feel it on work on Monday because I'm not working. But,
you feel it at home.
But I feel it at home. That's the whole point of taking the day off.
I work both days because I'm a sucker. And I feel like it hits me harder on Tuesday. Like tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be okay. But then around noon, I'm going to feel more exhausted than I did on Monday.
Okay.
And I don't know whether that's just because I feel like shit overall on Monday. And so it's not exceptional or what. Or I have higher expectations for myself.
Exceptional Exhaustion is the name of my improv troupe.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The name of my improv troupe is the name of my Four Non-Blondes cover band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Tuesday.
Monday.
Tuesday.
Question number two.
Ah!
Round or pointy?
Round or pointy? Or pointy. What kind of ice do you like? The round stuff is better. Just, it is.
Oh, I like ice chips.
Ice chips are good.
And those
I was
are
thinking
pointy.
Cubes. Oh, but pellet ice is better than ice chips. The little tiny golf balls. They're teeny. They're like the smaller than
then
the end of my
finger.
Then they're
not golf balls.
And they got little dents in them.
Oh, then they might be golf balls.
Yeah.
I don't know or that
they,
I've
like
ever
a,
seen
They have like a rough, denty texture. Al dente.
You're a rough, denty texture.
That was my nickname in high school.
I'm going to go round.
You go round.
I think I'm going to go pointy.
Because I like to buy a round of drinks and not a pointy of drinks.
That's very James of you, Salsa.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's weirdly James of you.
Right?
Purple.
Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
Pointy or round?
Which do you have more stories about? The fencing booth during the day or during the night?
I mean, I remember this one time we made you laugh so hard you puked. I love that just mentioning that. You're just like, I have more daytime stories overall. Is that pointy or round?
Pointy. Because okay. That's when we do most of the sword stuff.
That's fair.
As opposed to sitting around?
As opposed to sitting around, drinking around, or singing rounds.
Oh. I think I'm going to go pointy again. I'm in a pointy mood.
I'm going to say round a second time.
Sticking with round.
Okay.
Question number four.
Yes, question number four.
That's my favorite number.
It's pie.
Fire.
Oh.
Or ice.
Ice.
Oh. Boom, ba-da, boom, ba-da, boom, boom.
I'm going to go fall or winter. Fall is sitting around the campfire. Winter is ice.
Shit.
I like fire because it keeps me warm.
Do you like your pizza too hot to eat or straight out of the fridge the next day?
Warm. I like fire. I like hot.
Magma.
Magma.
I'm going to go fire.
That's weird.
I know, right?
I would never have expected that.
Yeah, I'm surprised. That.
I'm going to say ice. I would rather eat pizza straight out of the fridge.
I would rather eat fire.
Yeah.
Same.
Huh.
All right. Question number five. One or two?
God damn it. I hate these.
It takes two to tango. So I'm going one.
What do you have against tango, Salsa?
I have things against other people.
But Tango's a great person.
That's very true.
Yeah, but Tango's nothing without cash.
Oh.
I feel like Tango could get it. That cash money.
I'm going to go two.
I'm going to say one, because it's easier to look cool on an electric mono wheel board than it is to look on one of those two wheel electric scooters.
I would rather have two smaller brakes than one big brake.
Not me. I would rather have a 1 hour break instead of two 15s and a half.
But when are you going to poop?
During company time.
Oh. And after. Wow. Well, if you're at the place, if you're at the kind of place that's like you get a half an hour and 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon, you better have your ass back in your desk. You probably don't poop on company time. I actually had someone, the place where we first worked together, manager said, you were in the bathroom for 16 minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, do you want a blow by blow replay? Or can I go back to my desk now? This feels like an invasive question.
Drew says, context to follow.
Oh, thank you. God, that's very helpful.
Yeah.
Mav's going to send us one email with just questions and sign off.
Why?
Get fucked.
By the way, for those wondering, Stefan did send us an email, but I just got it. So I'm sorry you're too late, Stefan. Sorry.
Got to get on the ball, Stefan.
Anyway, opening up Drew's second email.
Also, poor Drew has been waiting on this email.
Well, there's that too.
A few, yeah. Okay, so...
Okay.
Drew says, hello again. I'm friggin' tired and want to go to bed, even though it is only 5:15, but that's fest life, ain't it?
Sure is.
Nothing really inspiring or anything, so here we go. Question number one, Tuesday or Monday. With Labor Day weekend nearly upon us,
Been waiting for a while,
Are you expecting to be more tired on Tuesday, immediately following the weekend, or Monday next week? Monday next week.
I think I was equally as tired.
Shit.
For both.
Yeah.
But I definitely expected to be more tired on the following Monday.
This is why you're in charge of projects.
Uh-huh. Mm, I pay attention to the requirements.
All right. I expected to be more tired on Tuesday.
No, experience tells me next week, Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was just as tired each day. Possibly slightly more that Monday, or the Tuesday after Labor Day.
I would like everyone to know that I just got a message from Cole McDonald. I have no idea what it says, but I assume that he knows we were talking about him.
Excellent.
All right.
All right. Question number two, round or pointy? Would you rather visit the Liberty Bell or the Eiffel Tower?
Eiffel Tower.
I've visited the Liberty Bell twice now.
Yeah.
So I will say Eiffel Tower.
Je te dis français pour 3 ans et je ne comprends pas.
You know the Danish have a saying.
Is it, I go great with coffee?
How'd you know?
It's a Danish. It's a Danish saying. Yeah.
I want to see both. I'm going to go Eiffel Tower. Just because, you know, I haven't actually really been in another country before, so that would check a thing off my list.
Well, there's that. I haven't been to France yet.
Also, I feel like I would fit in real well with a cigarette and a baguette.
Oh, yeah.
Sipping on coffee.
With that concert
cussing people out.
Oh, yeah.
What is the name of that song? The stereotypically French song that you always hear. Whenever anybody's like, oh, ha, ha, en français, ha, 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 oui, oui, baguette. You know, and that music that's in the background, I have no idea what the fuck it's called.
Nope.
It's probably like French street scene number 2.
No, there is actually, I did look this up a while back, actually. There,
oh my God.
It is called something. I can't remember what it's called, though. Off the top of my head. What was it? I knew this. Anyway, question number 3.
Yes.
Pointy or round?
Yes.
How do you like your belt ends cut?
Problem is that I like them to have like the spade point, which is both pointy and round. But if I had to choose,
I'm gonna go round.
Round. I'm less likely to hurt myself on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like curves.
You're not wrong.
Although I am kind of edgy.
I'm not still edgy. Not wrong.
I used to be edgier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting old.
Yeah.
Round.
Round.
I'm going pointy, honestly.
Yeah.
The French accordion music is called musette or musette.
Like little music?
Musette.
Use it. or little inspiration or something.
Little inspiration.
Little inspiration, yeah. Mm. Could be, yeah.
Huh. Anyway, no, I prefer pointy because it's easier to get into a buckle.
Sure. Mm. I buy that, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I get that. Okay.
So. Yeah.
All right, question number 4, fire or ice. Which do you find more taxing at Fest? A blazing hot weekend or a frigid weekend?
Oh, see, I have this all wrong.
Blazing hot.
Blazing hot is way the worst. More taxing.
Cold.
Give me a cold date any day of the week.
Here's the thing. Like, I have a really hard time getting up in the morning when it's cold. And I just, especially if I've slept the night in a tent where it's cold and all of, I feel that chill with me for the rest of the day, and it's hard for me to move.
Makes sense.
And there's not, like, yeah, you can wear more layers, but there's nothing you can really do to get rid of that chill once it's set in.
No. Yeah. No, I don't think anybody is surprised by our answers. This is a topic that's come up.
No, a good frozen morning where I can see my breath and there should be snow on the ground makes me feel relentlessly Scottish and cheerful.
You know me. I don't deal well with the heat and not being able to eat during the day.
Yeah.
If I'm burning calories and burning calories, I've got nothing left in the tank.
No.
Yep.
And that's completely understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Question number 5. 1 or 2? This is a James question.
Yay!
Which bodily function has more humorous stories? Pee stories or poop stories?
It's poop stories.
Yes.
It is poop stories.
The answer is poop stories.
So,
I didn't pee in a ditch in Iowa.
They would never have noticed. Sorry, Troy.
Drew says, hope you are all well and have the opportunity to rest up this week. See you in the lanes, Drew. If you would like to send in a Fast 5, please send 2 emails to salsa@a1podcast.com.
First one
should be the choices, and the second one repeat those choices, and then give us context. Who's got a shout-out?
I'm going to give a shout-out to my boyfriend, Joe. Today is ostensibly our anniversary. We don't really have one, but we kind of do. We've been dating for 4 years. Excellent. And he is wonderful. And he just makes me feel really good about being me. And I feel like I am my best me in a relationship with him. And also, I love our relationship. And also, he is ninja sweet, which is not a race thing. He's just sneakily adorable. and... How is for you, James? and I makes me happy and smile and laugh and stuff. And I like having long conversations with him. And he rubs my feet. The end.
I had a really excellent date with somebody in the Shakopee and Chaska area, the finest sushi restaurant, as far as I'm aware. They're definitely great. Sapporo Sushi. And they were so apologetic for not being fully open and only having takeout. And we're like, no, it's okay. That's honestly okay. And they were also delighted by me opening a beer with my arm. So they're great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my shout out to a nice shower.
Oh, shit. Oh, can I take mine back? Because I love my boyfriend, but...
I'm going to allow it.
Yeah.
Because, my God.
Oh. Oh, God, yes. My God.
Like, you just... My God. Until you have had a weekend in the lanes in 90-degree heat and come home...
dust storms.
...to a nice shower, you just don't know...
No.
...what a good shower can be. Has anybody got something to plug?
I do.
I mean, every Wednesday... I am streaming with my family, and this Wednesday is not set up to be an exception to that. I'm going to try fixing my audio shit again. I swear to God, I installed Discord and it just fucked all of my shit up. I'm going to spend time on Tuesday trying to do that so that Wednesday, hopefully, I can just do. That would be great. I just want to not have to fuck around with my stream. but yeah, streaming with my family, my brother and my daughter, playing Valheim, Come watch our family togetherness.
Watch him vow that heim.
I'm gonna heim that vow, are you kidding me?
Ew. Ew!
Oh, yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Well, I also need to plug the Vill show that's on the 24th, Friday, the 24th, impending Vill show. You will need a proof of vaccination or a recent negative test. Get your tickets before you gotta stand in line for them. It's Vilification Tennis Gladiators.
Ooh.
An American Gladiators themed competition show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Now, are there any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Bye, bye. I love you. Bye, 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 bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who has been listening to this podcast, especially if you're still listening to this train wreck of whatever the fuck this is. Thank you to Drew for sending in that fast five. Yay. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.